All right, we've got 11. That's okay. So we are. We had said we would resume with the Yellowhead motions. Do you have any updates for us at the present time?
We do have information with respect to the Yellowhead motions. If you would like us to hand that out.
Do you want to give us just the scoreboard too?
I think, sure.
Just so we can see where we're at.
Thank you, Mayor. Council, where we left off, $2.4 million of remaining to be allocated, and amendments pending are $66 million, which are the group of the Yellowhead plus the last cap motion on Ivory Den Sports Field.
Okay. All right, and now that we're at the Yellowhead items then.
So we did, just for Council's information, put together a handout that just shows what the total of the Yellowhead profiles would be, not just the ones that have been moved, but the ones that have been discussed, because if you'll recall, this was a project that was highlighted as a potential for BCF. And so
Build Canada Fund,
right. National component. So we did put together just some information that might assist you as you have your discussion this morning, Councillor Katerina, Mayor Iverson. So just from that perspective.
Okay. Just to add to that, just to clarify, the first two items on that table include the motions that are part of CAP 32 to CAP 35. The other two profiles, Yellowhead 149th Street, Yellowhead 127th Street, they're not in the binder, but they were listed as other unfunded Yellowhead profiles for stages 2 and 3.
2 and 3, yeah.
And 3 and 4 stages also exist. We do not have a profile for them. They were out quite a few number of years, but there are stages 4 and 5 as well, and we don't have dollar values, I think, to a level that we can sort of have a debate around. We would be able to work on those if there's interest in finding what the values of those would be.
Because you've done preliminary design on the stage 2 and 3, some kind of concept or something?
Stage 2, I believe, is still in concept planning. There's a report on a final concept plan for that one. Concept planning hasn't begun, to my knowledge, on 127th Street, but transportation could confirm that.
And just for the benefit of members of council, the reason Councillor Katerina and I wanted to ask for this from administration was in light of our previous discussion about bundling and putting a robust application in for provincial and federal support to actually deal with some of these key goods movement corridors, including and especially the Yellowhead. Given that we are really more or less out of pay-as-you-go, and given that this is never going to fit in pay-as-you-go, I asked administration and along with Councillor Katerina to give us a sense of some options here and some scope and what bundling might look like. So this is just information for reference, but Councillor Katerina, given that all of the motions exceed the pay-as-you-go that's available at this point, I'll look to you for a little bit of guidance on how you think we might want to proceed, because I sense that there's a will on council to consider how we would begin to address these goods movement corridors, but also that there's no way the city of Edmonton can do that on its own, and clearly there's no way we can do that out of pay-as-you-go. So,
yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I absolutely agree. So at this point this morning, I'd like to withdraw all the motions on the Yellowhead and replace them with CAP 58 and CAP 59. That is comprehensive for uniting and getting a package that we can submit to the Building Canada Fund and work out some strategies on timing and how, so there wouldn't be necessarily an ask for any dollar amount at this point now, but there would be a commitment from council that this project is one of our top priorities and that we will aggressively deal with the federal government in obtaining it, as we did with the Southeast LRT line. And if that's successful, then the strategy to fund from our side of things will be worked out.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, well, hold on. Just before we do that, we've got to withdraw. We've got to get consent to withdraw the four individual motions. Is there any concern with the withdrawal of those, understanding there's a substitution that covers the same profiles and then some?
And then some, yeah.
Okay, so I'm not hearing any objection to withdrawal.
Okay, so I'll move to withdraw those four.
Okay, that's accepted. Okay. So those four are vaporized, and now you're going to move instead...
I'm going to move CAP 58 and CAP 59. This would go then to the end of the line here, the list, that we'll have the opportunity to discuss this.
Let me just get clarity. Can you read out first CAP 58, and we'll just understand what that is?
The following capital profiles be added and funded with one-third of the amount from tax-supported debt and the balance from other orders of government, subject to approval under the Federal Building Canada program. And I stress the subject to that condition, that the approval is there. So there are four different amounts there from different stages. So 1566 22 24 is 31.4 million. 1666 22 16 is 25.6 million. 1766 2307 is 237.4 million. And 2266 2314 is 267.8 million.
Second.
So, and I think you had arranged to second that with Councillor Esslinger?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it's just...
Good enough, cool.
Okay, thanks. So that's moved and seconded. Now, I just want to double-check. The first two profiles that were referenced are in our book?
Yes, the other two you would actually have to move to receive and put in the book.
And we do have them here for distribution.
Okay.
Let's get a motion. So we're going to take this just like any other capital motion. So this is now in the queue. And I think if there's a motion so that we can add those two profiles so that this will be in order when we get to it, that would be great.
So moved.
Councillor Esslinger will move to add.
Second.
1766-2307 and 2266-2314, seconded by Councillor Katerina. Any questions or concerns on that? Well, on the addition of the detailed profiles for 1766-2307 and 2266-2314, because they're not in our book. Okay. I'm not hearing any, so let's vote on the addition of those profiles. And display the vote. And that's carried. Okay, and then, Councillor, you...
There's CAP 59. I'll move that. The administration provide capital profiles for Stage 4, Yellowhead 121st Street Interchange, and Stage 5, Yellowhead Trail, Fort Road, and 66th Street, to be added and funded with one-third of the amount from tax-supported debt and the balance from other orders of government subject to approval under the Federal Building Canada program prior to final vote on the capital budget.
Second.
Okay, I'm just trying to understand the wording of that. Subject to approval under the Federal Building Canada program, I get. Final right. Vote on the capital budget.
Yeah, that one...
So this is intended to postpone looking at this one until after we've seen the rest of the...
So the challenge with this one, Mayor Iveson, is that this is the one that Mr. Latta referred to that we don't actually have all of the information on, so perhaps Mr. Wanzura could speak to that a little bit.
It's pretty far out. I'm going to ask Rob Gibbard to speak to the state of the concept planning for stages 4 and 5.
Yeah. Yeah, members of council, for those latter two, we don't have concept planning done on those yet, and we felt they were of lower priority, so we didn't actually create capital profiles for them at this time, but we will have them by midweek next week.
So then the decision that you would be making here is whether or not, in terms of the BCEF application, you wanted to actually include all five stages, even though the latter two have not gotten to a real concept planning stage, or if you want to actually apply based on what we have provided profiles for. I think that's where, what we're asking direction on.
Okay. Okay, well, I think the best thing to do is to accept this motion for the time being, and we'll park it, and then we'll get to, we'll understand that better when we get into the debate of it, I think, when we come to it. And I'm going to suggest that when we actually get to talking about it, we'll ask questions on both, we'll cross-reference them, and then we should be able to get some clarity around the scope of application, basically, because that's the premise of this, is that we would apply to other orders of government. So we'll that's accepted from Councillor Caterina and seconded by Councillor Esslinger, and then parked, are postponed until we get to it. So just so everyone's clear, we have four original White Mud motions, or sorry, not White Mud, Yellowhead motions have been withdrawn. Councillor Caterina has moved Cap 58 and Cap 59, seconded by Councillor Esslinger, with respect to a different strategy for funding the Yellowhead, and we will come back to those once we've dealt with the other items in the order that they're coming to. So
point of order, Mr. Mayor, we can ask questions related to this at that time. Then.
Yes.
It's
information that is attached to the strategy that Councillor Caterina is proposing. So, and then there. Yeah, I think, Councillor, this piece here that you're showing as a subsequent would really be a part two, probably, of at least Cap 58.
Okay.
So we'll clean that up once we get to it.
When we get to it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Madam Clerk, it might be helpful just for members of Council now that this has been presented, so everyone has a copy of this text. Rather than redoing the sheet, because I don't think anything else is going to change, if you just print out copies of this and consider it supplemental to the lavender, that would probably do, if that's okay with members of council. Then you've got the same text that Councillor Caterina is working from. Okay, Councillor Oshry, do you have a question? Well, we're not debating the motion just yet, so is that okay? We'll come back to it once we've dealt with the other ones, and then happy to deal with any procedural. Is it a procedural question about the withdrawal, or is it substantive? Okay, we'll come back to it then, if that's okay. Okay, I was remiss in not acknowledging at the beginning of the meeting that tomorrow is the 25th anniversary of the Montreal Massacre, and that's why you'll see many of us wearing a rose to acknowledge that tragedy and a button that reminds us that there is still considerable work to do in this country to eliminate misogyny and violence against women, but that I think this community, this council, many leaders from, you know, the Edmonton Eskimos to the business community, to the post-secondary, to multicultural communities, to Aboriginal leaders. Many people are uniting around this cause, and we are making progress, but there's still a long way to go. And I should have acknowledged that at the very beginning of the meeting, but I want to thank members of council for showing their support for that acknowledgement of that anniversary. It's always an opportunity to reflect when you have milestone anniversaries like this on how far we've come and how far we still have to go. So apologies for not doing that at the very beginning. So we are now, if
Mr. Mayor,
if memory serves, Councillor Caterina.
Procedurally, since we are done with the TOD, the subsequent motion, we've looked at it, the information.
Oh, right, you did have a subsequent on the TOD.
The one that you're asking for, the report, is on commercial development within. This one is different. On that, and I'd like to move that subsequent now, so we clean up the.
Sure, that's certainly in order. If you want to move that before we.
Yeah, I would at this point, and then the administration provide a report to committee along with the report on opportunities for commercial development and future LRT and transit infrastructure, with recommended options for sale or lease of air rights to allow development above existing or future LRT stations and lines. Both reports to be brought by the end of second quarter 2015.
I'll second that. Yeah, so I don't mind mine being postponed. I think they'll complement each other to come back.
Yeah, I think that they go hand in hand with each other, but they do cover two different aspects, and I don't know if we've ever had the options on selling or leasing air space, and I think it's an appropriate time now to.
It'll be a great report to get. So, all right, are there any questions on Councillor Katarina's TOD subsequent? Excuse me. No. All right, we'll call the vote then on that. Please vote. Display the vote. That is carried.
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Clerk, help me out. We're at CAP 39 now?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, on Ivor Dent, I believe.
On Ivor Dent. Okay. Councillor Anderson.
Mavis, if you could put that map up, please.
So sorry.
I'm moving this particular motion, and if you take a look at Ivor Dent Sports Park on the screen, we have invested between the City of Edmonton and the partners involved, Pusha, Nor'westers Rugby, and several soccer organizations, approximately $30 million in this tournament site. The site is now ready to be a bright light in the hosting of local, provincial, national, or international tournaments. The partnership agreement, Mr. Lachlan, the partnership agreement leaves the four parking lots that you can see up there as part of the city responsibility to complete. Is that correct?
That's correct. The orange highlights.
The priorities from the city's standpoint is the central one in the middle would be their first priority to build at 2.5, and then starting from the top left and going around the circle, the northwest at 2.2, the northeast plus the road into it at 2.3, and the last priority would be bottom right, the southeast at 1.5. What we've created is a $30 million investment that can't be used. Perhaps 50% of what's there can be used in terms of parking and access to be on the site for events. So I made a motion for 8.5. I am quite prepared for anybody here to make amendments to fund just priority one, just priority one and two, just priority one, two, three, or all four. I think it's extremely important that we have had three hardworking partnership groups and a board that runs that site who are now ready to use what they've spent their money on, and it's being held up at least partially by the fact that there has not been identified enough money to make the accesses and the parking functional enough to use the facility that's there. So my motion is 8.5. Am I required, because there seems to be only two something in pay-as-you-go, to put the balance into tax-supported debt? Is that?
Assuming it's eligible, I suppose that's you could change source of funds rather to make the motion in order rather than change the scope. That's I think, an option. Would this be eligible? Does anybody know? We're missing.
We can confirm, but I believe it is, because it's our asset at the end of the day. And it's,
so you'd rather change source of funds then?
Well,
then,
I would like to use the available pay as you go, which is,
yep,
through something. And the Mr. Mayor?
Yep.
8.5 may not be where we end up.
Yes.
So all I'm saying is, if we can decide as a council what our investment should be and then tailor the sources to the amount that we need.
So to make the motion in order, if there's no objection, I'll accept an amendment, a revision in essence, to Councillor Anderson's motion to change the source of funds to 2.4 Is it 2.42?
2.402.
2.402? 2.402 from pay-as-you-go and 6.198 from tax-supported debt. Understanding that we can debate that, we can amend that, that's the mover's will to make it in order. Is there any objection to that?
I if we can park, you know, accept that, but just discuss where we're going to end up here.
Yes, well, so that's the debate that we will have now, but in order to accept the motion from you, I needed...
Thank you very much.
So that is now revised to have sources of funds that are in order. Did you have any further comments?
Just to quickly repeat, the central at 2.5, which is almost covered by pay-as-you-go, is our... cities identified first choice, subject to confirmation by the board of Ivor Dent Park. The second choice, if we're going to do two, would be the northwest on the left-hand side at 2.2. Third choice, if we're going to do three, would be the top right there, northeast, and the road to access it at 2.3. And the last choice would be the southeast at 1.5. So currently my motion funds all of them. I welcome analysis and amendments as council sees fit.
Thank you. Councillor Henderson is up first.
Yeah, just and I'm prepared to give us another option to put a motion on the table. I just want to make sure I get it right. So with 2.402, which is what we have left unallocated, what would that get you, and is that a useful thing just to say, okay, let's take what we have left and let you guys figure out the best what we can get for that?
Yeah, and that's another approach, and I think it would get us the bulk of that central parking lot.
Okay, then I'm just going to change the dollar amount right now, and if other people want to talk about the priorities, that's fine. I will put an amendment on the table that gives us something else to look at, which is that we fund this with the 2402 of what we have left in the pay-as-you-go.
Your motion is to reduce the scope and delete the debt from the sources of funding.
Yeah. And much as I understand the importance of this, the idea of borrowing money for parking lots is hard. So,
okay, so we're not going to vote on that now. We'll stack them up. We'll have the $8 million option, and we'll have the $2 million option, unless there's something in between, in which case the in-between motion would be to reduce the tax-supported debt by however much. So that's how we will... vote on these.
I'll second that.
Thank you. So that's Councillor Knack has seconded the reduction of the
one.
It's not a reduction in the scope because the future phases are still there, but it's a reduction in the borrowing portion from 6.whatever to zero. That's how I'm going to interpret the motion. Madam Clerk, am I making sense there?
Makes sense to me. Thank
okay,
you, Mr.
Super.
Just to clarify, Mr. Mayor.
To the mover?
To the mayor.
Okay.
Is that the only amendment now that can be stacked up?
Nope. We can stack up because it's a fill in the blank, which is reduce. So I'm interpreting the amendment as reduce the debt by X. And your motion is full debt. Councillor Henderson's motion is no debt. Anything in between could be moved. We could have 11 different versions in between. And you can speak to all of those different scenarios at once. So that's stacked up. So there could be other motions. Councillor Sohi.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So we just need some clarification on this. The total the requirement for parking in that Ivor Dent Park is 1,818, right? And we are short almost 1,000 parking stalls. If I just want to understand before I do anything, if priority one is funded, how many stalls would that give us?
That would give us, depending on the amount that we would get,
2.5, so you got 2.4, whichever.
Yeah, it would give us between 260 and 280 stalls.
For sure.
And which means you can use 60% of the park or 65% of the park.
Yeah, however that math works out, correct.
Right. If we were to do priority 2, the northwest lot, right, how many additional parking stalls? Basically, pretty much the same number.
A little bit less, 240.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, so if I were to put additional, Mr. Mayor, if I were to say do priority 1 and priority 2, should I wait for this to be voted on, or?
Your motion to get there, the way we're structuring it, is to, you would reduce the debt from 6.1 to
by
3.6? 3.2, have I got that right? Or 3.8?
So, clarification on the 6.198, it's actually 6.098. And if you were to...
Yeah, you guys have the calculators. So...
You would be adding an additional $2.2 million from tax-supported debt to do...
So it will be $2.4 million from pay-as-you-go. And
no, but... It's actually whatever the cost of phase 3 and phase 4 subtracted from the debt is what it was, the net impact. Because we're reducing the debt the way we're phrasing the motion, I actually need basically not the value of phase 2, I need the value of phase 3 and 4 that Councillor Sohi's motion is effectively saying. To modify Councillor Anderson's motion, he's saying, okay, just do phase 1 and 2. If I got that right?
Yeah, I just, I'm sorry, I don't have the actual breakdown in terms of what the phases cost, so I'm just looking to...
2.3 for phase 3, 1.5 for phase 4, so I get 3.8.
That sounds right.
So Councillor Sohi's motion would be to reduce the debt by 3.81.
Yeah, which gives us...
Sorry, 3.8. So 3.81?
3.81.
Okay, so with, and actually just to not going into all the details of what the actual cost be to do two parking stalls would be 2.5 million plus 2.2 million.
That's correct.
And 2.4 million coming from pay as you go and 2.3 coming from debt.
Yes. Yeah, that would be the net effect of net your effect. Amendment
yeah.
passing.
So the total borrowing will be 2.3. And just one quick in my dying...
Sorry, is there a seconder for
I'll
that?
I'll second that.
Okay, Councillor Nichols seconding that.
When we do borrowing for other projects, for example, say Rec Center, we do build parking lot with borrowing money, don't we? Or we have separate funding source for parking when we borrow money to build any other amenities?
No, it's not that. This is typically not in keeping with what you would spend debt on, which is large projects that have a benefit to the city or serve to move council's priorities forward in a significant way, or a major rehabilitation where we have a shortfall. So it's not really in keeping with what you typically do.
Yeah.
If I could suggest, though, and I hope this is not out of order, Mr. Mayor, but if council's desire is to fund this project, you have another project that you have funded partly through pay-as-you-go and partly through debt that's an appropriate use of debt, which is the white mud. One could increase the amount of debt in that project and redistribute the pay-as-you-go to this park, because it's actually not a... The white mud is a much better project for debt than is this parking lot project from my perspective. But that's just a suggestion for how I would view the funding sources if this is in fact a priority for you. I don't mean to...
In order to get to that, the way we've structured the amendment, that would be a further, we'd really have to go reconsider that profile or have a new amendment. We could postpone this. If there was a will to go, change the funding of something else, either reduce something by the 2.3 that we're short, or swap funding source on another motion. And I won't speak to the merits of either one of those things, but I would suggest if there is a will to go find the money from somewhere else, we should figure out what that is and postpone this, unless there's no will to do that, and just to vote on it as it's structured right now.
Or,
so I'm going to accept Councillor Sohi's amendment, and that was seconded by Councillor Nicol, and that's a suggestion, that's a possibility. It's procedurally in order, certainly, to go, as long as, until the final vote is made on the budget, we can go back and we can move money in and out of other stuff. So that, we'll take that as a suggestion that there are other places we could go to find the 2.3 as pay as you go, if it was the will of council. Okay, so did you have any more questions, Councillor? Because I took a bit of your time there on the process. Okay. Councillor Nicol?
Well, let's stay to the heart of the issue is about the efficacy and the efficiency of the capital that's existing right now that would be underutilized not having the adequate parking, correct? Ms. Rosen, that's what's at the heart of it.
I believe so, but I think that would be better answered by community services.
Okay, yes, I'll flip over to community services. Mr. You understand what the point I'm getting at. So I'm trying to stay on message on target here. Do you want me to repeat what I just
yes,
said?
Yes, please, sir.
No problem. What's at heart here is the underutilization of existing capital that we've invested here with the partners, not having the parking stalls. So therefore, we're looking to put more money into this so we can have a better, more efficient use of the site.
Correct.
Okay. And then the question now is, like, Ms. Rosen, how... I don't want to create a massive accounting, moving stuff around, this pile to that pile sort of thing. This, I know it's not typical, but wouldn't this just, can't we just get this done and you can accommodate it this way? Would be my, because going back and moving some more stuff around and shifting the pile from this pile to that pile,
So
I understand your argument, this is not typical, but...
It's also not efficient, Councillor Nicol, because if we already have a project that is partly funded from debt, partly funded from pay-as-you-go, and this is such a small amount of money, to do a debenture for this small amount of money and do a borrowing bylaw for this...
Okay, good. That was enough to convince me to start moving that stuff around. We just needed to go through the structural elements of what you had to do to make that stuff work. So, Councillor, that's why... I guess we should do it the other way as opposed to this way. So we should bring back that board, because I do agree with you, the debenture issue and all that, it's rather clumsy. So I follow.
So you're suggesting that you would move to do that, though, given the opportunity?
Yeah, okay. because as explained, that I do agree with Councillor Anderson as to the need.
I'll come back to you to speak to the merits. I just want to double check whether there's anything else we need to clean up here, because if we're going to bring it forward, let's do that.
Yeah, and okay.
But I just want to check in with Councillor Knack. Oh, he's off the board. Okay, then Councillor Nicol, do you want to move to postpone this so that we can revisit
to shift the money as appropriately to be as outlined by Ms. Rosen in terms of the so essentially, Ms. Rosen, I'm going to re-echo back to you what I heard. What we're going to do with the White Mud project is we're going to borrow a little more so we can create some room as pay as you go, right? And that way we can fund this that way.
Yes, because you put $20 million of pay-as-you-go into the White Mud project and reduced the debt.
And so instead of a lot of paperwork, red tape, debenture filing, all that sort of stuff, this is a much easier, cleaner way from an administrative point of view to reach the objective. Does that sound logical?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, from my perspective.
If it's the will of council to use... essentially $2.3 million more debt to close the gap on the whole package that's here.
Yes, and that's what I hope I emphasized at the beginning, that that if this is important enough to council to want to increase the debt by that money, from a procedural perspective, I'd rather that the debt were in the White Mud project than in this project.
Okay, but the problem is we haven't had a chance to take the temperature of council whether we want to do that. So in order to do that, we really need to postpone this motion and its stacked up amendments. Probably to the very last, actually, because it sounds like the intent is for it to use up the last of whatever is available.
Well, that worries me by sticking it on to the last, simply because I don't want it to get lost in the big stack of things. That's my
question. So, Mayor Edison, I don't mean to weigh in on procedural matters, but it seems to me that if what you're actually trying to determine is whether or not this project is important enough for you to add $2 million in debt, you could actually make that decision, vote on that, and then add another motion to actually just swap the debt and the pay-as-you-go between the two projects, because then it's not the value judgment that you're making, it's the accounting judgment that you're making.
And the problem is now we're back to the choppers, because we're changing scope and source of funds at the same time. And so we're going to take a 5-minute recess, and we're going to find a decision tree that works for this. Otherwise, we're going to be here all day. And if it's the will of council, just before we do that, though, I'd like to be able to welcome whoever's joining us here this morning. And then stay in your chairs. Don't go anywhere, please, because we'll try to make it less than five. We'll try to figure this out real quick, but I'd rather do it offline. But before we break very briefly for me to consult with the clerk, I have Sheldon Durstlings, grade 6 class from Linwood School in Ward 5. Welcome. Your counselor is Counselor Michael Oshry there. And he, like the rest of us, is very pleased to see you here this morning. We are trying to figure out how many parking lots to build at a sports park right now as part of our budget process. So you can stay tuned and watch us try to figure it out, or you can go do something way more interesting. It's totally up to you. So, but we're glad that you can be here, and you're always welcome at City Hall.